Yeah.
Just put it in real quick.
Yeah, I'm charging.
Yeah, it's done. Okay. Yeah, it's hard. What do you need to do?
Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Browder, B-R-O-W-D-E-R. 11/9/22 today, 11/22/63. Oh, by the way, Jesus Oliveras, the last one. Dang it, the date of birth is 12/17/15. Sorry, 12/17/15. Forgive me on Jesus Oliveras. Okay, let's talk about Donna. 11/21/63, today's 11/9. Chief complaint, bladder pain, flank pain, lower abdominal pain. Our patient is a 58-year-old woman who started having what seemed to be a kidney stone on August 24th, went to the emergency room, had a CT scan done. CT scan showed sludge and small stones, non-obstructive. Symptoms got better. Seems like they have come back now for the past 2 days. She has no fever, no chills, no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, or convulsion, but definitely feels like there's fullness present. Didn't want to go to the emergency room because last time she went there, they charged her so much money. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, thyroid issues, anxiety, surgery, C-section, social last period, 2000, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, allergy, penicillin, iodine, codeine, penicillin, iodine, codeine. Review of system, lower abdominal pain, slight flank pain, no nausea, vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematitis, no seizure convulsion. Took one of her husband's Cordal, which helped her tremendously. CT, CT again shows a 3 millimeter non-obstructive kidney stone on the right side. This was reviewed. Blood work was reviewed from previously. As far as her blood sugars are stable. Her creatinine is hovering around 1.2 or so. And her hemoglobin A1C is 7.0, but she needs to have her blood work repeated. She wants to hold off on that at this time. In the emergency room, patient's blood work showed, kidney function, put that in kidney, I'm just stalling, you know that, right? Patient's kidney function showed, showed 1.1, BUN of 11, and creatinine of 1.1, which was normal. Okay, come back to exam today. On the exam, she weighs 181 pounds, 98, 98.3, 16, 104, 140 over 60. Heart positive, home positive, 2 lungs, 3 bronchi, abdomen, soft mix, which have been controlled, nausea, and non-focal. CT of the, ultrasound of the abdomen shows what looks like a grade 100 nephrosis on the right side. I don't see a stone present at this time. Urine does not appear to be grossly infected. Patient's creatinine was within normal limits in the emergency room end of August, period. Our plan today is, number one, send it to Dr. Dulewski, D-Y-L-E-W-S-K-I, for further testing. Next one was CT scan without contrast, ASAP. Next one was Toradol, 10 milligram, only 10 tablets. She knows Toradol can be very toxic to the kidneys, especially in case of diabetes. Next one was Cipro, 500 BID. Next one was Diflucan, 200 once a day. Next one was Flomax, 0.4 once a day. Next one was urine analysis, shows minimal infection. Next one was protein urea noted. Next one was small amount of blood noted in the urine. Next one was lots of water. Next one is walking, definitely will help the kidney stone move. Next one is hypothyroidism. Next one is hyperlipidemia under treatment. Next one is insomnia stable. Next one is history of anxiety stable, not suicidal.
Let's put down. Let's talk about meditation list.
Medication list. Let's make a list for her, first of all. So make allergy, penicillin, iodine. Then medication list is Synthroid 75 mcg once a day, Crestor 40 mg once a day, Lunesta 2 mg at bedtime, Invokana 100 mg a day, Glipizide 7.5 mg, morning 5 mg in the evening, Wellbutrin 150 BID, Metformin 1000 mg BID, Gabapentin 600 BID, Topamax 25 BID. Next to Gabapentin and Topamax, put down per neurologist. Okay, thanks.